Hello again. So now we're at another part of the lecture where we're going to talk about something. It has to do with how else to communicate with spirit guides. So there are several ways that spirit guides can communicate with us and us with them. Some of those ways that I have definitely experienced for myself are some of these ways here, and they have to do with clairvoyance. That's the clairvoyance, and then you've probably heard of that word. It's pretty popular in the spiritual community. Clairaudience, claircognizance, clairsentience, clairalienance, and I don't know if I'm saying that right. Clairalience, something like that. And then the other one is clairgustance. So let's talk about what some of those things are. So at the very beginning, everybody has a certain type of way that they perceive energy, or that something is more dominant in them than the other. For one person, it may be they are a very feeling person. They feel everything. They can feel when other people are coming close to them. They can feel either when insects are around. Like for me, I can feel when insects are in a room. I can feel, if it's something that I don't particularly care for, then I can feel that energy of that. And for many people, it tends to be that way. You'll sense, feel something that may come to you, though, in a myriad of ways. So for some people, the word clairvoyance has to do with having a vision of something. And that means, like, in your third eye point, it's not at your visual eye level. The way you look at something, if you see something on the floor, or if you see something hanging on the wall, that vision may not be as clear as that. It's not going to be as completely clear, usually, as something that you see in a so-called 3D reality, if you will. And that means that you can see all the sides of it as clear as day, and you and other people can see it. No. So clairvoyance usually takes place where you see a vision. It'll be like how a dream comes to you. Or a daydream. So when you're walking around, it'll be a bit like a daydream. So it'll look a little dreamy. It'll be a bit faint. It won't usually be as vivid and as clear. And certainly, usually other people are not going to see the vision that's coming to you on the outside as they would see a clear picture on the wall. But clairvoyance is very real, though, because some people, can actually see visions. And they can do that even without touching a card, or even without touching a pendulum, or touching any sort of tools at all. It's one of our senses that we naturally do have as spiritual beings in human body form. So it's something that if we work on it, then we can remember how to use it. And it's one of the ones that I definitely have and use. And you may have the same experience, or may have had it. The other one is sounds. So clairaudience, that's the one for sounds and hearing. And going back to the clairvoyance one, that one I forgot. I said that's like a clear seeing. You're seeing something clearly, but you're the only one that really sees it because it's inside of you. The other one, like I said, is clairaudience. Clairaudience has to do with hearing. You can hear sounds, you can hear a voice, some sort of a rhythm. But it is something to get your attention so that way you can take in some sort of some guidance or something that is being revealed or shown to you, something you need to or should take notice of often. So for instance, an example, my guides, they have spoken to me for years. And I would say a lot of people that are diagnosed too, I mean, there are some people that could use medication or what have you, but if you know that we have the skill to be able to hear things that aren't, for lack of a better word, real to the human eye, and it's your guides, they'll come to you and literally speak to you. I hear mine in my right ear, and I've always been able to hear them very clearly for me, but they're very gentle. They're soft speaking. It's like someone who loves you with unconditional love, the way that person would talk to you. until that feeling, I'll feel the feeling, which will go into the feeling, which is clairsentience in a minute, and then I'll hear the voice. And sometimes I'll have, you know, I have visions to go along with that too, but they tend to know, like, I like things kind of straightforward. I like people to be pretty straightforward. And so that's what they do with me. They're very straightforward with me. And so I don't have to find them. It's like, hey, give me, you know, I can use some guidance. What should I, you know, how should I approach this? Should I, you know, can I look at this in a different way? Should I wait to buy this? Or, you know, how should I, what's the best way for me to take in this situation? Or what's another angle that I can look at this at, or from, or different vantage point, you know, that sort of thing. And then I'll hear the sound or the voice in my ear. So that could be a woman's voice, a man's voice, you know, it could be anything. So that's another way they'll get your attention and talk to you, and you can talk back to them, and I will have a conversation with them. And then to know has to do with claircognizance. And when you know, that's another talent that we do have, that we're remembering how to use. Guides are really able to help us to remember those things. And this claircognizance has to do with intuition. So intuition is like you're sitting or you're standing or you're out somewhere and something, you get a really strong, you know, this feeling that comes. It's not a feeling, but it's like a sense, or it's just a real quick sensation that comes to you, and it'll say, do this, go that way, you know, turn around, or hang up the phone, or pick up the phone, or so-and-so's on the phone. But it'll be real quick, and it's like a quick flash. And if I could equate it with anything, how fast the claircognizance works, that intuition, it's like quick like lightning, you know. And so sometimes we'll try to avoid it, or you'll be second guessing it because you're like, that happened so fast. So if you second guess it, you'll miss it. So a part of this is learning how to trust your intuition, and you'll be using that when you're working with your guides quite often, and it comes natural. They can help you with working with that. So the other thing is that you've got clairsentience. Clairsentience has to do with the sense. It has to do with how you feel. Another way to look at it is your empathy. If someone is telling you a story over the phone, and say, for instance, you know, like you're doing customer service or you're doing your job, someone comes to you, they tell you a story, and it's a sad story, then a lot of times what happens is a person who is an empath, or someone who feels, they will empathize with the other person, and they'll feel strongly what the other person is experiencing. So they'll say, hey, I'm sorry to hear that, or I empathize with you, or sorry you're having to deal with that. I can understand what you're going through, things like that. And you're empathizing with that other person. Some people will feel that literally, but some people, it'll be a bit muted, but some people won't feel it at all. But they'll just say it because it's common courtesy to say something like that, you know, in our culture. You know, I understand what you're going through. A lot of the jobs that are out here these days, they want you to empathize with the customer. They want you to at least put yourself in the other person's shoes, you know. How would you feel? And then relate or reflect back to the person that you care that they're going through that. And I'm sorry you have to go through that, you know. So this means that you're feeling, you're empathetic about something, about the other person going through a thing, and you're sensing what they're going through. So there's a way to kind of filter that so you don't feel it so strongly. But your guides can often communicate with you through the sense of empathy, through feeling, and you'll feel certain things that'll help you along in your journey to either not do this, not do that. You may feel really bad, you may feel really good. And also at any time, you know, we have an inner guidance system in us anyway, and where we're able to feel when we're on the right path or not. When we're feeling good, when we're going in one direction or the other, then we know, hey, I can keep on going. Everything's okay. When you start feeling a little funny, the funky feeling or whatever, then you know that something may be a little off. And your guides can communicate with you again through clairsentience, that feeling. And the other one is one you don't hear about so often, and that's clairaliens. And that one has to do with smell, the sense of smell that you may, you know, sometimes have someone, for instance, who has passed away, or a teacher who is an ascended master or master teacher, or someone who's an illuminated ancestor for you, and something that pertains to them, the smell of a rose, the smell of a certain type of food, the smell of a certain perfume, the smell of their clothing or just their natural scent, the way their house smelled, you know, those scents will come up, or something that you experienced before in childhood or what have you, but it'll help trigger something else in you, like so you can remember something that you need to remember, or it'll help bring you to a space where you'll be open for the next message and communication from your guides. So hopefully that makes sense. The other one is, you don't hear it so often as well, but it's clairgustance. And clairgustance has to do with taste and the sense of taste that you'll get. So an example of that is you're reading a book or something, and then you have this taste in your mouth, you know, or you start, you know, feeling like you have the taste for something all of a sudden, maybe something you don't eat or what have you, but your guides may be communicating with you that way, because some people have a really strong sense of taste, and maybe you're doing emotional eating, which we all have done before, and like you may be getting a message that way to either do this or do that, or to take a look at this or take a look at that. So those are some of the ways they may communicate with you. They also communicate with you through colors, images, symbols, various messages, ideas, and concepts. And they can communicate with you in a way that nobody else can, but it'll be in such a way where you're not able to say, I don't know. Eventually you'll learn what their way of communicating with you is, if you aren't already doing that now. But again, you may physically see them as actual beings, you know, depending on where you are. But sometimes you don't realize it for what it is, because they can come to you through any of our sensory organs. You may actually physically see them, you know, as a being sometimes. You know, maybe they're standing right there with the person. You may see them that way. A person may communicate a message to you, but it's not the person. Your spirit guides are communicating the message, and you'll know it. The other thing is colors, through images, through animals, through creatures, or even symbols. They may even appear as a shadow or something like that, or something that's subtle that you're not able to actually make out often. You can see them sometimes physically or intuitively, you know, through your mind's eye, so to speak, your third eye. And that means that if you close your eyes, you would still be able to have sense that they're there. You know, so again, you can hear them, you can smell them sometimes. You can sometimes hear buzzing, and I've definitely heard that. I'll hear a buzz in my ear, and they are communicating with me. I hear that angels do that, but my guides do that too. And I find it to be really super neat that they'll communicate with you through the auditory signals, ranging from like buzzing and whisperers, you know, whispers and voices. It could be a ringing. It could be a phone ringing. And there's nothing wrong with you for hearing this stuff. You know, it's has to do, if you're working on communicating with guides, then they're going to open that up, and it will happen. So hope that helps out. You know, definitely take some notes again, and we're going to go on to the next part of this. Thank you so much.